It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. 1,000 foster homes in California may share an address with a sex offender. According to a new report from the California State Auditor, reporter Bob Moffitt tells us the Department of Social Services is disputing that claim.
State Auditor Elaine Howell's office compared the Department of Justice's sex offender registry with the addresses of children in the state and county child welfare systems. Of the 1,000 matches, Howell says 600 are high risk and in need of immediate investigation. She says the Department of Social Services failed to create an automated sex offender address match and is failing to live up to its requirements under the law. Michael Weston with Social Services says it has investigated all of the address matches.
In many cases that a sex offender no longer lived at that address, may have lived at that address prior to a facility being licensed, and that the information that we were provided in many cases was not accurate.
But Social Services has barred 31 offenders from licensed facilities or homes. 8 foster care facilities have had their licenses revoked or suspended. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
Governor Jerry Brown says his changes to the California's public employee retirement system proposed yesterday are a minimum that every public pension plan in the state should meet.
These pension reforms will go a long way toward making our pension system more sustainable and more fair, both to the taxpayer and to the employee.
Brown's proposals include ending controversial practices like spiking and double dipping, increasing the retirement age for non-public safety employees to 67, and requiring equal contributions from employees and employers. He would also create a hybrid pension formula that would combine the current guaranteed benefit system with a 401k-style plan. Most of the governor's proposals would only affect future employees, but some would affect current workers, too. Brown wants the pension changes on the November 2012 ballot. That will require a two-thirds vote of the legislature. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell.